ding ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. My voice is kind of back. And with me, a man with a beautiful baritone, Mark Schindler. Mark, how are we doing?
Jared, I'm good, man. I'm psyched to be here. Get some good NBA slate going, man.
Most people are happy to be here. I like that you're psyched to be here. I don't really hear in your voice, but I think we're going to get there eventually. We do have Brian Smith producing, so maybe he'll make your voice sound way more exciting. We'll put some explosions in the background, make us sound like you're psyched to be here. Because we know that Joel Embiid was psyched to be in Philadelphia because he led a 121-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. 43 points on 15 for 27 shooting.
I'm not sure if he was more excited to be in Philadelphia or that he saw Tristan Thompson starting in front of him tonight. I'm going to have to go with the latter, man. He was incredible. He had like a thunderous dunk to put it away that got him to 40 later on in the game. Absolutely dominant defensively too.
James Harden, the man hit 1-3, but it was an important three.
Yeah, it was kind of wild, man. It feels like every time that he dribbles more than two or three times between his legs, it's got like a 50% chance of going in. And it was huge, man. He was just consummate floor general tonight. He continues to look really good, especially in pick and roll. Ball starts swinging as soon as he gets downhill. It looked really good tonight.
So that three, it put him third all-time with Reggie Miller on the all-time three-pointers list. And as we're saying, James Harden, Joel Embiid, it's the match made in heaven for pick and roll dominance. 14 dimes for Harden. 15 field goals for Embiid. He went to the line 16 times. How was it looking?
I mean, he was looking fantastic. A lot of it, I mean, as much as you look at 40 points to think offense, I thought the defense was what really stood out tonight. You know, they were dominant, shutting down everything that was going on in the half court. Embiid was absolutely crushing it. He had two blocks late on Zach LaVine back-to-back after they reviewed the first one because it looked like a goaltend. I mean, he's beating half Chicago's team down in transition. Like stepping into pull-ups off the, you know, in the elbow out of the slot. Like he was everywhere tonight, man. Definitely an MVP performance.
Yeah, that's five losses in a row for Chicago. They are down in fourth. They're half a game ahead of the Celtics. A game and a half against of Cleveland. They're safe from the play-in, so, you know, whatever. But are you worried about Chicago falling to the, I guess, behind Boston and falling out of home court advantage?
Definitely, man, especially with how well Boston's playing. I mean, it's definitely on the table. I don't know if they have any matchups coming up soon, but it's definitely not looking good. You kind of need to bank some wins, especially coming in late. Obviously, Nikola Vucevic didn't play tonight. They're looking for Alex Caruso and Lonzo Ball to come back, but you know, this was definitely not the performance they were hoping for tonight.
Yeah, Boston is in Chicago in the last week of the season, so we will be talking about that one on the Ding, I'm sure. So, all right, the first segment of the show was about an MVP caliber center making an MVP caliber run. So we're going to go to another one, and that's Nikola Jokic. I can't say it. He's that damn good. I can't even capture his name in my mouth because he is impossible to stop. He's impossible to contain. And Golden State, they rested their guys. Steph was out. You know, Draymond obviously is out. Klay obviously is out. So this is a game where they're relying on Moses Moody and Jordan Poole to carry the offense. Can't believe I just said that, but they did. They combined for 62 points. Both had big scoring nights. It didn't matter because Jokic, he had 32 points on 12 or 17 shooting, 15 boards, 13 dimes. These kind of absurd 30-point triple-doubles have just become routine for Nikola Jokic, and that's why they won 131-124.
Like, he's coming back-to-back off of a game last night where he went to overtime against New Orleans and dropped 40. To put this together after that was kind of wild, especially too. I mean, you're looking at the only real blip was that he kind of struggled at the line tonight. Definitely felt like his legs were a little bit tired, but I mean, defense was certainly optional in this game too. It was just a lot of pace and pushing, but he was fantastic again, man. He had a no-look pass. I mean, looked off the corner, threw it ahead to Jeff Green. Jeff Green, shout out Jeff Green, man. Still dunking at age 35. Doing some wild stuff, but Jokic was fantastic tonight, man.
Yeah, Uncle Jeff had 18 points in this game, starting at the 4 or 3, whatever it is, next to Aaron Gordon.
Starting at the roaming dunker spot and catching lobs. That's yeah. His position right now.
Yeah, I'll give him the 4, maybe even give him the 5. We'll call Jokic the 1 for this game. But that pass to Jeff Green, by the way, that was not just like a cute little like swing pass. That was a full court rocket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was another pass that happened later, too, when he's inbounding it. just right off the inbounds, throws a line drive. Looked like, you know, Clayton Kershaw out there whipping it to Jeff Green for the lob. I mean, that was nice. He caught Golden State napping too.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize I missed that one. So, I mean, of course I should have known. If you're talking about a great Nikola Jokic pass, there's like an 80% chance that actually someone's referring to a different Nikola Jokic pass because he throws that many good ones tonight.
Exactly, man. I mean, 14 dimes tonight? Right around there? I mean, you're completely cutting apart Golden State tonight.
Okay, so another team towards the top of the East falling to an MVP caliber center, or literally the defending MVP, Golden State Warriors are now tied with the Memphis Grizzlies in the standings. Grizzlies 6-4 in their last 10 games. It doesn't seem that great. But then you look at the Warriors, they're 2-8 in their last 10 games. They have fallen off a cliff here without Draymond.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried before you can even ask me. I'm worried about it, Jared. They play Denver again on national TV later this week. I know that today was I don't want to say scheduled loss, but it was kind of a scheduled loss. Sitting down Steph, sitting down Clay, keeping out the guys for rest reasons. I'm sure they'll come back and have a much better chance to win later on this week. But again, they're very much in that same position as Chicago, where they're in danger of slipping out. I don't think that they're going to lose home court advantage or anything, but dropping to third instead of second is going to hurt them a lot, especially with how well Memphis is playing, getting even closer to a matchup with Phoenix. It's getting a little bit dicey in San Francisco.
So if they lose to Denver in their next game and they fall to third place, guess who they face in the first round?
Who do they face in the first round?
Denver. More Jokic. I love it.
I love it too.
Let's get to one more game here, and that is the teams in between those two teams in the standings. Utah Jazz, Dallas Mavericks. They go into Dallas, and I think the Jazz might have had a lead at one point early in the first quarter, and it never came back. Luka Doncic, we always start with him when we're talking about Dallas. He had 35 points on 12 for 23 shooting. But Spencer Dinwiddie had a nice game. He had 23 points himself.
Yeah, man, this was a game where even though it ended within single digits, it just never felt close to me. Like, especially with how last game went, you know, people got a little bit excited because Rudy was able to guard Luka out on a switch. Credit to him, that was fantastic. That was not the case tonight, man. I think Luka hit 5 step back threes in Rudy Gobert's face. Spencer Dinwiddie threw in a couple as well. Both of them were able to bait him in some foul drawing. Rudy, too, I mean, honestly, just did not have a very good game tonight, Utah in general. Dallas did a really good job shutting down Donovan Mitchell and forcing him to tough driving lanes. But, I mean, Luka was just firing on all cylinders, putting, again, another MVP performance up.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, he was 5 for 19. It was Bojan Bogdanovic was the score for Utah. But this is another game where Dorian Finney-Smith, he goes 8 for 14 from the field, 4 for 10 from 3. He has really transformed himself into really a quintessential 3-and-D guy.
Dorian Finney-Smith for MVP? Yeah, but no, he's been awesome, man. If I had to make a list of top 5 guys cutting off the weak side in the NBA this year, he's got to be up there, man. I mean, he had a nice play cutting off of a Josh Green drive to the rim. Rudy Gobert bit. He came off the weak side, had a nice putback. Continues to just really impress. He couldn't dribble 3 years ago, and now he's just full on, you know, adding a lot in terms of playmaking, shooting. So he's been a pleasant surprise this year.
We had a return in the association. Victor Oladipo finally back, finally playing for the Miami Heat. He had 11 points in 14 minutes on 4 for 7 shooting, hit 2 threes in this game, and he had 4 dimes.
You forgot about the dunk too, man. He had a dunk too coming off the slot in the left side, pick and roll. They went under. He hezzied the hell out of Jayshon Tate, went up. One hand tomahawk. It was great to see him back. Looked really spry out there, man. And you know, hitting 2 threes as well was nice to see. It seems like he's been working on that since he's been out. Overall, weird game for Miami. Miami put up a really good fight, but seeing Vic back was awesome.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero, he had 31 points on 12 for 18 shooting. I mean, but this guy's on. He is really on lately.
Oh, yeah. He had 21 in the second quarter, which was pretty much all that they needed to get some distance from the Rockets. He continues to put up some really good six-man cases.
Just want to note that there's a guy named Trevelyan Queen for Houston. That's the greatest name I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's a good player, too. Keep that name in mind.
Trevelyan Queen. He's all over the place, and he's royalty. One last thing. We have to end this on the most important thing that happened, which was Greg Popovich beating the Lakers, who didn't have LeBron or AD, and tying Don Nelson for the most wins in NBA history.
I'm telling Pop you just slandered his win, man. But yeah, no, huge win tonight for the Spurs and for Pop, just to get that. DeJounte Murray absolutely cooking on the perimeter today.
Yeah, that's it. We don't have anything more to say. Pop wouldn't want to say anything more anyway. That's going to do it for the Daily Ding. I'm Jared Weiss. He's Mark Schindler. Brian Smith was producing and editing out all of my costs while Mark was talking. Thank you for listening to us here on the Athletic NBA Show. Mark, take us home.
Ding, ding, y'all.